Welcome to Thinking Like a Boss, the podcast for lady bosses who are ready to turn their limiting beliefs into limitless opportunity. I am your host, Kay Krakow, confidence and mindset coach for female leaders. Each week, I will equip you to turn your fear to faith, your wounds to wisdom, and your pain to platform. You will walk away feeling lighter and ready to take on the challenges before you. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to episode number 79 of the Thinking Like a Boss podcast. We are back this week for part four of our four-part series of my book writing journey. Now, guys, this is my most exciting episode, okay? We're going to talk all things marketing this week, and this just lights me up. You know me, I'm a mindset queen, right? I am not an expert in marketing, but I really, really love it. What I love the most about marketing, and this goes back to like when I was a little girl, is the thought of connecting with people. And it brings me back to being in, I don't know, maybe second or third grade and having slumber parties. And this one slumber party in particular, I keep going back to. It was probably like my first big slumber party, and I just wanted every little detail to be perfect. And again, it's like a birthday party, so like it doesn't need to be perfect. But I went out and I wanted to essentially have swag bags for everyone, right? Like little goodie bags, but I wanted like specific things picked out. And if some of you can remember back in the day, limited to, I wanted everyone to have a limited to lip gloss. I wanted everyone to have a little journal and pen. I had this idea of like what I wanted everyone to have and how I wanted everyone to feel. And that's exactly what I envisioned when I started thinking about the marketing of this book, is like, what do I want people to hold on to, right? And that's like, for me, that comes down to the branding of it, right? Like the beautiful graphics and the shareable quotes. And how do I want people to feel? I want people to open up this book and feel like I got inside their head. Like, how did she know this about me? Like, this is my deepest, darkest secret. I never told this to anyone before. And honestly, I've had so many people say that. Like, how did you know this about me? Like, I can't believe like we're the same person. And that's what brings me so much joy, is that when I can really bring that element into the book where it feels like it comes to life and it feels like we are a tribe together, because we are a tribe together. So without further ado, let's get started. You have the book, now what? Okay, so this is all things launching. All right, so my book launch for Thinking Like a Boss, Uncover and Overcome the Lies Holding You Back from Success was February 18th of 2020. I wanted to start marketing a year in advance. I wanted to start like getting the process together, thinking and dreaming up all of the little elements, but I kept being told, you don't want to get started yet. Just trust us. And they were 100% true, or 100% right, I should say. You don't want to start too far out, because here's the other thing, marketing trends also start to change and shift, right? As many of us can see right now, things are completely different in this world. I am recording this during the whole COVID-19 situation, and what worked for my book launch is not going to work for book launches right now. So things have completely shifted. But what I'm hoping is that for those of you who are hearing this and just getting started on your book writing journey, when it is time for your book to be published, because I'm going to believe that with you today, your marketing plan might look a little bit more similar to mine, right? Because I'm hoping that we will be back, we can be in person again and have some, you know, real fun in-person events around the book. So I started really having that first call with my marketing team in February was when the book was coming out. I started having that first conversation with my marketing team August of 2019. So about 6 months in advance, we just started to have the conversation. And I remember having all these ideas. And the two things I should say that I really started to plan back then were, number one, putting together a quiz, okay? I had always wanted to put together a quiz in my business, like since day one of opening this coaching practice. It was always one of those things on my later lists, and I just didn't get to doing. So you can put together a quiz and you can make it very simple, but I knew that if I wanted to do it, if I was going to do it, I wanted to do it sort of the quote unquote right way. And I wanted there to be a lot of different layers of it. I wanted to really be able to understand the person taking the quiz, to sort of be able to see what level they were at in their business, if they even had a business or they were just getting started, to really be able to see what they were struggling with in business, and to have completely curated material to be able to follow up and send them after. So this was a very complicated, intricate quiz that I wanted to put together. So the quiz, and you can go take a peek if you want. It's katecrocco.com/quiz. Go ahead, go take the quiz and just for experience to just see what it's like. It was a blast to put together, especially a blast because I didn't have to do all of the little intricate work. I just came up with the questions, came up with the content, came up with the answers, and had my team go ahead and put all of the rest together. This was like probably a 6-week project, and I am so proud of it. It's one of those things that, like, just like my book, I'm so proud of. So again, go over to my website, take the quiz, katecrocco.com/quiz. Let me know what you think. So the quiz just is a quiz to ask you. It's about 45 seconds to take it, and it helps you figure out and pinpoint what's holding you back from getting to that next step in your life or your business, right? So after you answer these questions, you will receive an email that gives you your results, and it will say, this is what you're struggling with right now, or this is what it seems like you're struggling with right now. And for the next, I think it might be like 6 weeks or so, I'm going to pop into your inbox and I'm going to give you some very curated resources to help you specifically with this topic. And here's the thing, there are different questions that we threw into the quiz to try to, again, figure out and pinpoint where that person is on their journey. So there are, if you go into my email campaign system, you'll see it is so complicated, but literally there are so many different variations of what type of resources you are going to get, right? Because if you're further along in your business and you're struggling with money mindset, I'm not going to give you the same article or podcast recording as I would give someone who is just getting started on their business and struggling with money mindset. And again, there is about probably at least 6 weeks of different curated resources that we send out to you. So that was something, again, the quiz, something that I was so thrilled to put together, because here's what I have at the bottom of every one of those emails. Back in August, that was when the pre-launch period opened. So you could go over to Amazon and you could pre-order the book. So at the bottom of all of those emails, it would say, hey, if you want some help and some support around this, come on over, check out this book and pre-order it. Pre-order bonuses will be announced soon. And then, this is really fun, once we were able to release a sample of the book, then what we did was, this was probably in October. So then what we did was we said, once you take this quiz, not only will you get your quiz results, you will also get the first 2 chapters of the book for an instant download. So that was really fun because then people were able to get started on the book. And then what we did, now this is really fun. Once the book actually came out, we went back into the results. And what we did was we would say, when you take the quiz, you'll see, it sounds like you are struggling, let's just say, with money mindset. Here are a couple resources for you. If you want to go further into this, make sure you check out my book that is now available on Amazon. And you check out chapters 4 and 5, where we dive into all of the lies that we tell ourselves around money mindset, okay? So each one of those results actually coincided with one of the chapters of the book. And then we would ask you, if you want to go further and you want to get support around it, then go order the book, right? And dive into this specific chapter to also get some more resources. And what we also had in there as well is the pre-order bonuses too. So anyways, we made it very, very specific, and we constantly updated it along the journey so that, again, when the pre-order was available, then when pre-order bonuses were available, then when the free chapters were available. And I think we had a pretty good result of adding people to the email list, giving people these free resources. So that's something that I feel like we did really, really well. And that took a lot of planning ahead of time. And then the next thing that we sort of started with was I knew that I really wanted to start pitching to podcasts. So I had had my own podcast, you know, this podcast, Thinking Like a Boss, for, I don't know, I think it had been 2 years by then. And that had just been my thing, was just me podcasting and interviewing other people. I had never pitched to a podcast before in my life. I had been asked to be on other podcasts, but I had never actually pitched before. So we said, you know what? Let's just do this thing. Let's just try it. I think that this could be a really great way to get my message out there, to start talking to other audiences, right? Because I was so used to having women on my podcast and then going out and blasting them to my email list and sharing them with my tribe. And I said, wow, if every podcast that I could go on would do the same thing, like that's really amazing. Like that could really make a big impact. So we started to then create a list of different podcasts to pitch. I had a little bit of help with that. My publisher did some help with the podcast pitching. I also had someone else that I had hired to just go through and just get the process started for me. And then also my team has, they're still doing it, helping me follow up, because we're still, you know, it went so well that I said, let's just keep it going. Like, why stop, right? And it's really fun to get on there to talk about your book, to just be able to just talk about the work that you do and to be able to share and love on that person's audience. The one thing that I think we did right with it was not, so I get pitches all the, I've gotten pitches all the time. I don't get as many anymore because I'm not taking pitches for the podcast. But before, when I was, it always felt like I was getting a lot of pitches like, hey, here's my book. I want to come on to talk about my book. And like, that was sort of it, without like even giving me choices to say like, hey, would you want me to come and talk about this with your audience or that with your audience? So I had someone who really helped, and she did such a great job with like helping me come up with ideas of like different topics. And what I tried really hard to do, now this was difficult, and I saw Marie Forleo do it really well with her book launch, was not just going on every podcast and talking about the same five themes or the same five talking points, but really trying to go on to each podcast and have a little bit of a different twist, depending on what their audience was, depending on whether it was a faith-based audience or not a faith-based audience, maybe more of like a spiritual audience, whether they were entrepreneurs or not entrepreneurs or stay-at-home moms, really trying to get into the audience's mind and really be relatable to them. And that's the beauty about the Thinking Like a Boss book, is that even though, yes, it is specific to entrepreneurs, it really does sort of speak to all audiences. So that was fun. And it was also challenging for me because it took a little bit of work to prep for every podcast. So that was one of our different marketing ideas. Another one, which I had this idea forever. I can't remember how I came up with the idea, but I probably had this idea. Actually, now that I think about it, I think it was in my proposal when I started pitching to publishers, which was back 3 years ago now, to have this book club in a box. You know what it was? Like, there are so many subscription boxes going around like 3 years ago, you know, based on different things. And I thought, how fun would it be to like give people like all of these resources in an actual physical box, but also a digital box? So we, at first, marketing team sort of nixed the idea. They were like, well, you know, maybe we'll do something else. But then we ended up coming back to it, and they had like a really, really great idea to make it even more fun. So what we did was, if you pre-ordered the book, you would get, number one, an Audible edition of the book, which was awesome that they were able to do that for us. And then number two, you would get this book club in a box. And what the book club in a box included was, so it was a digital box where I actually went and created a 12-week book club guide. So whatever, if you wanted to lead a book club, whatever you would need as a leader to get this book club started. So this is sort of inspired from leading Bible studies, right? I've led a bunch of Bible studies in my life, and I feel like so many people who are not part of a faith-based community have not really had access or been a part of a group like that before. So I thought, like, this would be really fun to like really introduce this to people. And so I created a 12-week study, and there were, you know, there's one worksheet per week. Each week included a new icebreaker, a series of questions, discussion questions, and then also a challenge each week. And then there was a leader's guide, a page that just really went through all of the little details of running a group and best effectively do it. You know, like little things such as like even like starting on time and ending on time and like how to keep people engaged. And I also recorded a video to just sort of walk people through and give people ideas of how to run these groups. What was also included in that book club in a box was two Spotify playlists. I put together a faith-based playlist and then also just like a fun, upbeat girl power kind of music playlist. And then my publisher designed these beautiful, beautiful affirmation cards, and they created a deck of 12, which had one affirmation for each chapter. So this was this beautiful package that we were able to give people for pre-ordering the book. Again, it was all digital, but we had this brilliant idea. What if we had people enter their addresses, and if they wanted to commit to actually doing an in-person book club, we would actually send them this whole box to their house. So we got affirmation decks printed. We got the materials printed. It was beautiful. We created this beautiful manifesto and like taped it into the box. So we sent those out as well. What I will say is that I'm very surprised. And you know what? Maybe a lot of it has to do with what's happening now because my book came out, my book released about 2 weeks before all of this started to sort of come about, right? It felt like probably early March when we started sort of going on lockdown here in New York. I started staying home with the girls. Things just started to feel a little bit uncertain. So unfortunately, it felt like my book launched and then boom, you know, different meetups and things that I wanted to do, like nothing was able to be done. So I think that that's what sort of stalled more people from signing up for that actual physical box option, because we actually have some boxes left still, which is a little surprising again, because it was free.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now a message from a network supporter.
This podcast is sponsored by Denison Ministries. Denison Ministries is a movement creating 7 million culture-changing Christians who are committed to carrying out the truths of the gospel to their sphere of influence through a variety of ways, which is why Denison Ministries is excited about sponsoring What God Is Up To on the Thinking Like a Boss podcast. One of the cool ways Denison Ministries helps Christians feel closer to God is through their First 15 devotional. First 15 is designed to help you spend the first 15 minutes of your day experiencing God through meaningful devotional, scripture, worship, and prayer. Grow closer to God this new year. You can sign up to get the First 15 email devotional sent directly to your inbox at first15.org/subscribe, or start your day off with the First 15 devotional podcast anywhere you listen. So the next thing was a launch team. Hands down, the launch team and launch party, which I'll talk about next, were the two things that really moved the needle the most, that really got the word out there about the book the most. So the launch team is a team of individuals who are interested in your book, who want to read your book ahead of everyone else and commit to writing a review and commit to sharing about it. So what we decided to do was, if you wanted to join the launch team, the only prerequisite was for them to pre-order the book on Amazon. So to just go over, pre-order the book, and once they did that, they would be accepted to the book launch team. And what they would get with that was an instant Kindle download for them to read on whatever their device was so that they could get started ahead of time. So they had access to the book 6 weeks before it actually hit shelves. We had a private Facebook community, and every week I went live in there and just talk to the women about the book. It was sort of almost like a book club before the book even launched. It was really fun. Just got to really share the behind the scenes with them. And then we had all of these challenges in the group. So if you could go and share the quiz, you would be entered to win a drawing to win a Starbucks gift card or a Barnes & Noble gift card. We had all these gift cards that we were giving away. We were giving book bundles away from Baker Books. We had a very large prize. Somebody in the group won a half-day business coaching intensive with me. So that was the whole thing, is if they joined the launch team, they would get that free download of the book immediately. They would get, you know, this beautiful community to really get to know other women. They also got an extra copy of the book mailed to them. And so many of them were so generous and decided to take that extra copy and do a giveaway with it, or just give it to someone who maybe couldn't afford a book. So that really multiplied the books out there and really multiplied the reach of the book, right? Because now there were we had close to 200 women who signed up. So if you think about it, that's close to 400 books that are then out there. And those are people posting about the book and tagging you and just really starting to stretch that reach. And that was just so impactful. What I did was I saved so many of those pictures that people tagged me in. It was just, that was probably my favorite part of this whole experience, was just seeing people holding the book in hand or sitting there on their couch with coffee, reading the book and underlining and outlining. It was just heaven. So also everyone who joined the book club, if they completed all of the units within the group, they received my Make Up Your Mind and Manifest course for free. So again, we had a lot of fun little goodies. Some people won some free coaching calls with me. I feel like that went really, really well. It was something that completely sort of blew me away above, and I really feel like the women went above and beyond what I could have imagined. And then the next thing was the launch party. So this was something I started planning pretty far out as well. I toyed back and forth for so long. I felt like real authors do book tours. Maybe I should do a book tour, like plan a bunch of cities to go to and then hold little events. And then I just looked around me and was like, Kate, your life is different, okay? Like, so many of the authors that you're looking at, many of them have had many books they've released. Like, you're not just looking at first-time authors, right? And you have little ones home with you. Your baby is not even 1 year old yet. Your second is only 2 years old. Like, be realistic. And I just, like, it was sort of disappointing in a way to have this realization, but I'm also so grateful that I didn't push. And I think that's the whole thing with anything in life and business, right? But especially launching, don't push it. Like, do what you can do, but don't go beyond your means, whether it's your time or your money or whatever it is. You know, I think that's the really important thing. And I'm so grateful that I didn't. I think often out of scarcity, when we're launching something, it's very easy to just try to go all in, especially financially. And I had so many people who said to me, you know, if you want this book to do well, you need to also hire an outside publicist. And, you know, you can expect to spend anywhere between like $6,000 a month to like $40,000 all in for the release of this book. And I'll be completely honest with you guys, it crossed my mind a few times. Like, so many people were telling me this. If you want this book to be successful, you really need to hire your own publicist. And I just remember it's like just feeling that scarcity many times throughout the process. Like, am I doing this wrong? Should I maybe just be investing all of this money? I don't know. But then I just kept having, sorry, you guys can hear the real life in the background right now. I just kept having this feeling and this voice inside me that just kept saying, now this might sound a little woo to some of you, but God is my publicist. God is my publicist. And if I can trust that, if he's taken me this far with this book, he will not just leave me here, right? And yes, other outside publicists could definitely help me get the book further, but for me in that moment, it just didn't feel right. And that mantra, and I started hearing that mantra, like that voice, probably about, I don't know, it was probably when I first signed the contract. So over 2 years ago, I really just started to feel that imprinted on my heart, like just trust. If he can bring you this far and wow you and surprise you, he's going to take you to other places. And it may not be as fast as you hope or wish, but he will take you there. And I also really felt, and this was like right before my book came out, I really felt this like humbling of him saying to me, Kate, I am not going to take you to certain places right now, not because I don't think that you don't deserve it or you are ready for it, or that, I'm sorry, not ready, but that you're not qualified for it, because you are 100% qualified to be in these specific places. But it's like taking your training wheels off, right, before you're ready. And I just kept feeling like that. Like, I'm wanting all of these opportunities, right, to be on like all of these different things, right, that we see like the normal, like everyone would say, like, are you going to be on the Today Show? Are you going to be on the morning show, on Good Morning America? Like, are you going to be on The View? Like all these things. And I remember feeling like, wow, how cool would that be? But then just feeling like, wow, you know what? I sort of need to earn my way there. Like, this is my first book and I need to humble myself and realize that it doesn't all happen overnight and nothing in my life has happened overnight. And believing that timing is always right and almost feeling like, okay, if I were to step into that place right now, like how amazing would that be to get opportunities like that? But it's not, again, that I'm not qualified or not ready, but it's almost like I'm stepping into something without doing the work before it, right? Like I feel like I need to work my way there. And again, not that I'm not confident or qualified, because I know 100% like I could show up and be fine, but it's like, it's a part of the process, right? Like sometimes we just can't rush the process. And I think that's the important thing here is you just have to experience it sometimes. And what I've always also sort of found, and I hate to say this and I hate to accept this, but I really, really appreciate things that have been hard for me, right? Like the whole book writing process and journey was not easy at all. Like there were so many disappointments. And I think because of that and so many disappointments in my life, when I get to that place where I am given that gift that I've worked so hard for, I am even more appreciative because it's not just something that's given to me. It wasn't like, oh, okay, I put my resume out there and like I just got the job, right? It's like, oh, I had to work so hard to earn my way there. You know, I had to work in the foster care system first and then and do home visits all around the Bronx in the middle of the night. Like when I look back, oh my God, like some of the work, like God just had his hand. He was protecting me the whole time. Some of the work that I did was so dangerous and risky, going into some of the homes that I did and some of these projects. And like every time, you know, God protected me. But again, like people, you know, you look and you're like, oh, wow, like she got here really fast. But no, like if you knew the work that I had to do to get to where I am right now, like some of it was actually really scary. Like being in some really scary situations, some very dangerous situations at times. And looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was, let's just say when I got out of grad school, I was a little naive. And I'm like a little grateful for that, because I don't think I would have done the jobs that I did back then with the experience and the mind that I have today. There's no way in H-E-L-L, that I would let my girls do the work that I did back then. And now I know why my mother prayed over my pillow every single night. The places that I, like, where I live too, like, because that's all I could afford as a social worker, like, it was dangerous. So again, I just felt this imprinted on me, like, Kate, don't rush it. Like, work your way there. So, okay, again, with launching, just trust that process, okay? Don't empty your bank account and put yourself in a financial bind because you think you need all of these things. And real quickly, I want to just wrap this up because I've been talking a while already and I haven't even gotten to the launch stuff, but the launch party was hands down, I think, made the biggest social splash. So my whole thing was, I want to make this launch party as Instagrammable as possible, okay? So I ordered the most beautiful, I had my team like design these beautiful floor stickers, like beautiful backdrops. We did everything as inexpensively as we could. But what I will say is we still spent a whole lot of money to make this happen. We had people purchase tickets. They were $25 each. And what each ticket included was a signed book. We wanted everyone to go home with the book in hand. Even if they already had a book, they would be able to go and gift this book to someone, which I just felt was so special. So many launch parties you go to, it doesn't come, like, it might be a free party and then you are welcome to go and buy a book. But we felt like that might just add a layer of difficulty, right? Like, just the whole process of, like, you know, having people check out and, you know, let's just make this as simple as possible. Pay ahead of time, get your book, because the book is $22.99. So it's $25. It included the book, the event, food, drinks, and swag bags. We had some really incredible sponsors. So again, this was all work that we really had to do ahead of time with securing sponsors and having gifts mailed. And again, we really invested into this event in the little details that we knew would be photographed, right? We wanted things to be so beautiful that people wouldn't be able to help themselves, right? They would have to take a picture and post it on social. So we had like a beautiful photo booth, and the photo booth was super cool. We did this event at a business that I'm part owner of. It's called Fit Social. It's a fitness center. And it's a very blank canvas. So it was perfect for this. But the photo booth, like, you put your phone number in and it texts you the pictures and it makes GIFs. It's so cool. And then I wanted a videographer. We hired Ross Media of the Hudson Valley. He's incredible. If you live in the Hudson Valley and need a videographer, photographer, he's just incredible at what he does. Went above and beyond with sound and lighting and everything. He even set up, so at the end, you know, this is what happens at a lot of book signings, is that they could go literally hours and hours long because it takes so long to individually sign everyone's book. So what I said was, here's the thing. I just want to hang out with people, okay? Yes, I'm excited to sign their book, but I really want to hang out and I want to be able to go and talk to everyone and not feel like I'm behind a table just signing things. So what we did was I pre-signed all the books. We had them all up on the little stage with me. And at the end, Ross Media had this beautiful backdrop. We had florals designed by Flowers by Angel. He's a Hudson Valley florist. Did such a beautiful job. We had this beautiful background, and we had everyone come up at the end and grab a book that was already signed. And I wanted a picture with every single person that was there. Like, that was my number one request. I want to be able to have a picture with every person there. I want to hug every person there. So everyone came up, grabbed their book, took a picture together. And Ross had this instant printout where this beautiful photo came out with all of my branding on it and an affirmation from the book. So cool. So random affirmations would be printed on it. So we had that. And then I wanted this to not just, I didn't really tell people what they were getting into. I wanted to just wow people. So I wanted it to feel like a mini conference. So we kicked it off with me going up and doing a little talk, sharing my story, sharing about why I wrote the book. And then I had four experts come up and share about a little bit about their journey of running a business and what they've struggled with, what they've worked on. And then it was just like a big party. And gosh, I am just so grateful that we were able to have this before everything happened with COVID, because I just can't imagine, you know, if we had planned all of this and not able to do it. And so I just feel, I feel for people right now who, you know, this has happened with their launch and they were unable to do their event. And again, there was just so much excitement and people posting and tagging. And I know that that's really what also stretched the reach of this book. So these are my tips. I hope that you found this helpful. I hope that you took a lot away from this. Again, these are just some of the big things that I felt really moved the needle. We did a lot of stuff, invested a lot of team money. But again, I didn't have like an outside publicist or anything. We just did what we could with what we had. So if you have questions, feel free to ask. But again, thanks for listening to this episode today. Go on over and take that quiz again, katecrocco.com/quiz. And I can't wait to see you guys next week. Bye. Hey friends, make sure you subscribe so you can receive the latest episode automatically downloaded wherever you are listening to this show. We also read every single review, so make sure you let us know what you thought about today's episode by leaving a review. Love ya.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.